Network, proudly presents The Jay's Blade Show. With your host, CyberGolf.com's own Jay Clemmer, and co-starring a galaxy of the golf and sports world's greatest names as a special guest. Yo, 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 this is your main man, DJ Q, telling you to put your hands together for your friend and mine, Jay Flubber.
All right, thank you, DJ Q, for bringing us back to the show in style. He is absolutely right. I am Jay Flubber, and you're listening to Jay's Plays on the Golf News Net Radio Network. Jay's Plays is brought to you by JB's Best Hot Sauce. It's the best, the spiciest, the boldest, the most flavorful hot sauce out there on the market. It's on every table in the Deep South, and it should be on yours. And it's made by a golf writer. When it says JB's, it's the best. All right, so a big thank you also to Tony Deere, our first guest on the show. He is a fellow TNN contributor, and he broke down his thoughts on the U.S. Open for us. Now, we're going to jump into our middle segment of the show. We are going to transition into our Open Championship coverage at the end of the show. But sort of as a buffer in between, we don't often take calls on the show. It's really not a call-in kind of show. So, you know, we don't often get to hear the voices of the great American sports fan like you are out there, listener. So we're going to handle that right now by bringing in an ordinary great golf fan who also happens to be one of the country's premier running coaches. He's the coach of a team called the Mohawk Valley Hill Striders, and he is the director of the WKTV Go the Distance training program for the national championship of 15K races, the Boilermaker Road Race. Please give a warm Jay's Plays welcome to Joe Wilczynski. Joe, welcome to the show.
Hi, Jay. Thank you so much for having me. It's a pleasure.
Well, it's glad to have you on. Like I said, it's nice to have the voice of the great American sports fan on the show. But let's get started with the critical question, which is, why is golf such a great, and why is running such a great alternative exercise for golfers?
Well, Jay, I've been playing golf and running all my life, and I don't want to say my age, but golfers are tremendous athletes. They just don't get out of the car and play golf. They're in the gym, they're cross-training, they're running, they're exercising. And running is a great sport for golfing, too, because it builds up your legs and cardiovascular, and it keeps you active and energy, thinking on that golf course where you need it all the time. So I think it coincides both with each other. And I think, and also golf, you know, it promotes longevity for the rest of your life, where running might take a tad toll on your body, but you always can resort to other cross-training techniques like these professional golfers do.
You know, you are right. They are two sports that, with a little bit of luck and good fortune, you can play for the rest of your life. My dad played golf till he was 87 years old, and I know that there are some septuagenarian runners in your running club that actually are winning prizes in their divisions.
Yes, we have a tremendous, talented running club that's a composition of all kinds of people, and whether you want to run a 5K to a marathon and up to your standards, and we're very fortunate to have that tremendous talent in our club that go out and, you know, compete, and they still like to compete. So I'm very fortunate that we have so much talent in our area.
Now, golfers, as we all know, are generally a little older demographic, a little more well-money demographic, and that sometimes means that, you know, they may have a slightly more sedentary life than most other athletes. Sure, the premier professional golfers are keeping in tip-top shape now because they have to. You know, the game is in longer hands and in, you know, more muscular hands, as we can see from the way people are hitting 400-yard drives on the PGA Tour. But how do we get, you know, your weekend golfer, your ardent golfer, who, you know, is a little bit more pear-shaped, to be able to get out and be more energetic about joining a running club or about running in general?
They have to, you know, the weekend golfer, they have to, it's like starting running. If you don't start running 9 miles, you got to start slowly. And I believe the weekend golfer should be out there exercising throughout the week by just, maybe just starting a walking program and joining into a running program and then joining a group, a running club where they can, you know, you can, if you want to just be a golfer and a part-time runner, you can just run just on short distances, which will tremendously help your golf game, in my opinion. And join a club where everybody will be supporting you and promoting, you know, all kinds of levels with you, and then got a group atmosphere and you create a lot of friends. And a lot of runners are golfers. And maybe after running, you can go play a round of golf and you feel good.
Well, actually, we do that at GNN a lot. One of the beats that I cover is adventure travel golf, where I'll go run a half a marathon somewhere, or even maybe 15K, and then go play the local great golf course there. We've done it in Binghamton before. We've done it in Pittsburgh before. We're going to be doing it later in the year, actually, up in Old Forge, the Old Forge Half Marathon, and then playing a terrific Donald Ross golf course, at least the front nine is Donald Ross, called Vendera. The back nine is a little bit more modern. But it really is a terrific toned-down exercise. It's funny. The PGA of America did a study back about 5 or 6 years ago where they encouraged golf writers to keep a pedometer on them for the entire week. And, you know, we kept track of how many steps that we would take. And many of us found that we were walking 8 or 9 miles. But then the Wall Street Journal came along with an article that shattered all of our hopes and expectations. And the article said, when you walk 18 holes of golf, you burn off either one Krispy Kreme donut or two regular donuts. Apparently Krispy Kreme's twice as fat. But basically, you walk off somewhere between 450 and 500 calories. And, you know, that's just not enough to be able to really keep the trim and tone physique, you know, that you need to be able to have a slightly longer and healthier life. So in a way, it seems you need a cardiovascular exercise like a running or a tennis in order to really get the full health benefits. Does that sound about right to you?
Yeah, I agree with that. You need something. What's amazing to me is the young athletes and the golfers, you know, they have a tremendous exercise pattern. And now you're finding the older athletes, and I'm not going to say 50 is older, they're hitting the ball pretty good, and they're exercising more because they want more longevity. So you definitely do need more cardiovascular in the golf and also in running. It'll help you in both. Walking that terrain and running on the roads is totally different things. And that's how I learned. I learned on cross country, and that's totally different. And I believe you need both.
Now, let's switch gears a little bit. Tell us about the Boilermaker Road Race that is coming up this week. Apparently, it is the 40th running of what is considered in running circles to be the national championship in that distance.
Yeah, the 40th anniversary is coming up, and we have the elite runners come in, and we have the champions from the 2-3 previous years coming up. The largest wheelchair ever in the 40 years, over 44 or 45 wheelchairs are entering this race this year from all over the world, the country. We're hitting every state, the largest registered race in the country. We want to be the largest 15K finisher in the country. And it's just a tremendous year from when it started in 1978 till now. Who would think it would be the atmosphere and, in my opinion, one of the best fans in the country are supporting us on a golf course, on the road race. I'm sorry.
Now, as I'm reviewing the number of different countries that are represented in the field, it's usually in the low to mid 20s, and it tends to also attract Olympians as well as the elite runners from the African nations and from the European and South American nations as well. So it truly is the world championship almost in this distance.
Yeah, this weekend is the Peachtree, and then obviously the Boilermaker and the World Cup events. And you're right, the Olympians are coming in, and world-renowned runners are coming in from all over. Belgium, England, all over the place, Kenya, every place. And it's just amazing that they come to a little city of Utica, New York to run this 15K. It's just it's a proud accomplishment for our area, in my opinion.
Now, you're going to have, between the 5K race and the 15K, there should be 20,000 runners and about 60,000 people lining the streets watching the race. You also run something called Go the Distance, which is for beginners and new runners. Tell us a little bit about how you're able to take people that, are just getting back from the dinner table, that are maybe pear-shaped, and suddenly getting them ready in 12 weeks to run a pretty tough and grueling 9.3 miles.
Yeah, the Go the Distance started 21 years ago, and taking people that have never run a 15K road race before, and to train them in a 12-week program. And we put them on a schedule, and this schedule has been adapted by coaches, four or five different coaches, and we put them on a schedule for 12 weeks, 36 times, 3 times a week for 12 weeks, slowly increasing their activity levels of 3 to 4 to 5% a week. But they have to be motivated and they have to be committed to this schedule in order to finish this race. It's up to them totally. And we've been successful so far. We've had some injuries in the past years that are uncalled for that, we just can't control. But it's just amazing to see their faces cross that finish line and what they accomplish in a 12-week period. And some of these people will tell you that they don't even get off the couch, and then all of a sudden they're running 9.3 miles, and they're ecstatic. So it's a proud program. It's a great program, and it's structured pretty well, and it's got great volunteers.
All right, we're going to take a short break, everybody. Joe Wilczynski of the Mohawk Valley Hill Striders and Go the Distance is our guest. I'm Jay Plummer. You're listening to Jay's Plays on the Golf News Net Radio Network.
That bump music means we're going to have to take a short break. Don't go away. We'll be back at the second half of the show in just a minute.
This is your main man, DJ Q, and you're listening to Jay's Plays on the Golf News Net Radio Network.